Emma.
Hey, this is Narissa, and you're listening to Overdue Conversations. Today we're going to be talking about our fall TBR. So what you got, Emma?
Okay, I have 12 on my fall TBR.
Okay.
And they are mostly fantasy, suspense, mystery. And I'm really excited because this is the time where I thrive in fantasy and like suspense books. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got some fall vibes. Did you do 12 because you overshot on your summer TBR?
Yes, and I want to give myself room to pick up a book that wasn't on my fall TBR and read it if I'm like really excited for it.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather undershoot than overshoot, I think. Mm-hmm. So I have like fall. These are my priority, I guess you could say.
Cool.
So I'm going to start with one I already read. I read Six of Crows by mm-hmm. Leigh Bardugo. And so I'm going to read the second book in the duology.
Mm-hmm.
So really loving this duology so far. It's a heist.
Hmm.
And I don't read a lot of heists, but one of my favorite TV shows, Money Heist, mm-hmm. is about a heist. And so really liking it so far.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you want me to read all of mine or do you want to go back and forth?
We could go back and forth.
Okay.
Okay. So I think I have like 20 books on my TBR because I'm averaging about 9 books a month, I think. So that's like 27 books. So I put 20 on my TBR.
Mm-hmm.
So I have room to read new releases and stuff. So I have a ton of books I actually want to read, but I definitely don't have enough time, especially with like winter reads and stuff. So my first ones are Powerful, which I already read because it's like September 5th. So yeah, I read Powerful, and then I did that because Fearful came out September mm-hmm. 2nd. So that'll be my next read. And then, yeah, that's it.
Cool. The next one on my list is One Dark Window by Rachel Gillig.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably read the duology, hopefully.
Yeah, back to back.
Probably. Yeah. We'll see. But I've heard great things about it, and so I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. I love that it's a duology. I love duologies.
I haven't read another one since Divine Rivals.
They're good. They're quick and easy.
I know. It's like not too daunting because it's not a big commitment.
Mm-hmm. It's only 2 books. Mm-hmm. And it's usually like a fast-paced story because there are only 2 books and there's not a lot of like just like blank like, oh, come on, keep going. It's mm-hmm. like very fast-paced.
Yeah. I have a lot of fantasy on my TBR because I'm trying to do no book buying.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to read what I already own, which feels restrictive. But I think I'll probably try to go access the library, see if I can get a fall romance in there. But I do currently own the Pumpkin Spice Cafe and the Cinnamon Bun Bookstore, which I bought those before knowing that they were so spicy. So that's a little disappointing, but I'll just skip. And I will say the Strawberry Patch Pancake House, the plot was not worth the read because I feel like it's written for smut lovers.
Okay.
And the plot just didn't feel worth it.
Yeah.
It's the single dad trope. So just wasn't into it. But I have read a single mom book and I loved it. So, and that did have smut in it, but I skipped it and I still love the book so much. I love the plot.
Mm-hmm.
That was First Time Caller by B.K. Borison. I highly recommend that book.
I'll read it eventually.
I read it over the summer and that was probably my favorite book of the summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But yeah, Pumpkin Spice Cafe, Cinnamon Bun Bookstore. Hopefully the plots are worth it. I do think the tropes will be different, so kind of nervy, but that's okay.
Hey, but it sounds cinnamon spice.
Yeah, fall. Yeah. Pumpkin spice, pumpkin cinnamon spice, bun.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Look at you go. Okay, the next one I want to read is Guild by Raven Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
This is a bigger series,
mm-hmm.
so I just want to start it. I have the first book. I hear it's really good, though, mm-hmm. and that they're pretty quick reads.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe I'll get through all of them. I don't know, but I have heard amazing things about the series, so
mm-hmm.
I really want to read it.
I'm really nervous for you.
There's like, I think, 5 books or
No
six.
way.
I don't know. But like, my two friends that have read it have read them like so fast, like back to back to back, because they're so good. So
Wow.
I'm like, okay, maybe it will be a quick read, even though it's like a longer series. We'll see.
Yeah, it's 6 books and it has 300,000 ratings.
Yeah, I hear it's amazing.
That's so cool.
So,
Honestly, I haven't heard of it until recently.
yeah, same. It was like, I feel like my friend read it a month ago and, or started it, like read the first book, and she was like obsessed with it. And I trust her. Annalisa, if you're listening, I'm talking about you.
Oh,
I trust her opinions on books. So,
it released in 2020. So that's like 5 years ago.
yeah.
So that's pretty cool. My next one is our book club pick for September. Like, what month are we in? September, Not Quite Dead Yet by
Yep.
Holly Jackson.
That's on mine too.
I know. It's a adult mystery, right? Because she usually writes young adult.
This is her first adult book.
I'm kind of nervous for that.
Me
I'm
too.
like, how's that gonna change? You know?
Yeah, I don't really know like what the story's about either. So
I know.
I'm excited.
I know. We're walking in very blind. Holly Jackson wrote it. We're reading it. You know what? She is the author that I own the most books for.
Really?
I have 6 of her books and I've not read a single one yet. This will be my first Holly Jackson. Do you
Wow.
think it'll ruin Good Girl's Guide to Murder for me?
I don't know, 'cause it's probably different.
Yeah. You think I'll still enjoy it if I don't read it first?
Probably.
Okay.
I wouldn't understand why not.
Yeah, but that episode's coming out September 26th. So
Yep.
get to reading.
I do need to read it. Wow. Okay.
Okay, what you got?
Next I have Pines by Blake Crouch. This is a series as well.
Oh.
I hear it's really good.
Wow, I didn't know it was by Blake Crouch.
And I've only read one other book by him, and so I'm excited to read this one. And it's, I think, a 3-book series.
Is it another sci-fi?
I think it's like more of like a suspense.
Oh, it says Secret Service agent.
Yeah.
I know a woman whose husband was Secret Service.
That's cool. Yeah, so I'm excited. I loved his writing in what was it called? Oh, Dark Matter.
Oh yeah.
And so I'm excited to dive into
Yeah.
Pines by him.
I always recommend Dark Matter.
Yeah.
So good. And you would say it's sci-fi, right? Yeah, for sure. My next one is The Running Man, which I'm currently listening to. Because Glenn Powell will be the actor in the movie, and anything Glenn Powell, I am investing in.
Yeah, same.
So, The Running Man. And the concept is so cool. Did you ever watch that movie, Nerve?
Yes.
That's what it reminds me of.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they die in Nerve, but.
Some people do.
Oh. Well, that's not the object of the game.
Yeah.
But in The Running Man, people are definitely gonna die. I can already tell. But yeah, it's pretty gruesome, though.
It is Stephen King, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The next one I have is Twilight by Stephanie Meyer. I have never read the books, but I've seen the movies like 100 million times. And so I really am excited to read Twilight.
That was my next topic as well, Twilight. But yeah, I haven't seen all the movies. I want to watch them, so I need to read them first. And I'm sure the books are even better.
Yeah, I hear they are, so
The movies are so cringe,
they
honestly.
are, but they're my comfort movies.
That's really, yeah, I'm excited for it. I've been really like, I have a hankering for The Vampire Diaries. I want to watch it again. I miss them. I love that story. But did you know their books?
I did, but I've never read
Like,
them.
they're called like Stefan's Diaries or something, I think.
Oh.
Or like, that's one of the books.
Have you
But
ever read Vampire Academy?
no.
Oh, I read that when I was younger, and it was really good. I think it's like 6 books, but there's a movie.
Is it too childish?
No, they're like in like, well, they're in high school, I think,
Okay.
but they're like they're vampires,
Yeah,
and
it has 700,000 ratings.
there's like good vampires and bad vampires, like, yeah.
Cool. And you said there's a movie. Is
It's
it
kind of
all?
cringe, but
Oh.
it's I forget who. Zoe Deutch?
Oh, okay.
She plays in it.
Okay. Cool, good to know. Maybe I'll check it out. All right, so since you said Twilight, my next one is The Will of the Many. Because the second one is coming out in November, The Strength of the Few. So that'll be my November reads, probably. But I think it's a fantasy. Maybe it has academia. I'm not sure. But I'm looking forward to it. Everyone praises it so much.
Yeah. The next one I have is Wild Dark Shore by Charlotte McConaughey.
Yeah, that's what I would say.
And you did not like it. But I don't know. We'll see.
I hope you do.
The cover's pretty.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems interesting, but we'll see. I don't have a lot of expectation going into it, so maybe that will help my reading journey.
Yeah, and I'm more of a critic.
You are.
We always say that.
A stricter critic than I am.
Yeah, you're there for vibes.
I am.
I hope it's vibey enough for you. This is a new Netflix movie, but the book is called Thursday Murder Club. I think it's by Richard Osman, and it just became a Netflix film.
Cool.
And my brother-in-law and his parents, they said that they loved it, so I'm really looking forward to it. And he's a huge movie critic, so I trust his word that it's a good movie. So then it has to be a good book.
You would think, right?
Right.
Okay. You already said Not Quite Dead Yet, so I'm not going to redo that one. I have Saving Six by Chloe Walsh.
Oh, wow.
I need to continue on in the series. I want to read about, is it Joey? Yeah.
The brother? Are you reading all of them?
I don't know.
Okay. What is the next one about? Do you know?
It's like the next two. So Saving Six and then Redeeming Six are about Joey and Effie or whatever her name is.
Oh, cute name.
Yeah, but it's like A-O-F-I-E.
Hmm.
It's like a...
Irish
name, yeah.
Cool. I'll have to learn how to say
Oh my gosh, last night Tanner was like, I want to go to Ireland. I'm like, let's go to Cork.
What's there?
That's where the book's based on. I'm like, let's go to Cork and hear their Cork accents. And then we can go to Dublin and compare the accents because they talk about the Cork accent. And like they're like rivals or whatever. And it's like true in real life. Like Dublin hates Cork and Cork hates Dublin. That's I think funny. It's so funny. But I want to go. And Tanner said he wanted to go.
Okay, my next read is Caraval. I'm currently reading it. It's a 4-book series. Kind of a big commitment, I feel like.
Well, the last book's a novella, so.
Oh, that's true, that's true. I can read that in December, so I'll take that one off. Okay, now I have 23 books on my TBR. So yeah, Caraval, fantasy, got a lot of fantasy. Hopefully I don't feel like, I don't know.
Burnt out.
Yeah. Hopefully everything just hits right.
The next one I have is Wild Reverence by Rebecca Ross. This is her new release. I'm really excited. I have no idea what it's about, but I really liked Divine Rivals. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Are you nervous because the rest of the series isn't out?
Nah. I feel like I'm kind of used to reading. Like, I've read 2 books, like, recently that they're the first of the series and they're not out yet.
Yeah, you have.
So.
My only one is Rose and Chains. And I really am struggling not having the rest.
But Shield of Sparrows comes out, I think she said in January or, like.
The second one?
Yeah.
Dang.
And I am so excited.
Devney Perry?
Yeah.
Is this a real person or it's an alias?
I think it's a real person.
Okay. My next one is Once Upon a Broken Heart, which goes hand in hand with Caraval. So maybe I'll read like a fall romance between and then jump back into the world.
Yeah.
But that's a 3-book series.
But it's kind of a different world.
I know.
Different characters.
But you hear from the other about the other characters, right?
Briefly.
Okay.
Right. Oh, it's so good. Ah! I can't wait. It's so much better than Caraval.
Oh my goodness.
You will finally get to experience reading Caraval and Once Upon a Broken Heart, a real Morally Gray man.
Yay.
So I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm intrigued by Julian. I'm like, what's going on?
He's not even the Whirly Gray one.
Okay.
Okay. The next one I have is Magnolia Park's Into the Dark, because I did not read it for my summer, and I need to finish the series.
You're sad about it.
It's just something so tragic happened in the second Magnolia book, and I just don't know if I want to deal with it.
That's called avoidance.
I know. Oops.
That is so funny. My next one is The Nightingale. I feel like fall is the time for historical fiction. And I said in my last episode that The Four Winds took me out. So, yeah, looking forward to The Nightingale. I hear it's one of the best ones, if not the best one. So I hope I'm blown away. But I'm just really nervous to pick Kristen Hannah up again.
Fair.
I don't know.
Fair. My next one is Alchemy of Secrets by Stephanie Garber. Don't know what it's about, but I love Stephanie Garber. And I hope you do too once you read Caraval and Once Upon a Broken Heart.
Me too.
But yeah, I'm excited. That comes out, I think, in October. So
it looks cool. Very
excited.
Yeah, it looks cool. Looks a little like a train car or something.
She's
at a bar stool. Is it a fantasy?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'll just be surprised.
Oh, it's a fantasy.
And okay.
There's an old movie theater.
Ooh.
That looks really cool. Okay. My next one is The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. It is the only Hunger Games book I have not read.
Wow.
The movie is one of my favorite movies ever. But I'm excited. I want to know his story. Want to know more of the details. I did hear that the movie did miss quite a bit of details, which is normal.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like there was more details that it missed.
Mm-hmm. But I will say it did follow the book very well.
Okay. That's good.
But it like switched up a few things. But overall, I would say it's one of the better movie, like book to movie adaptations.
Cool. I'm excited. And then Sunrise on the Reaping is like a whole more than a year from now, right?
Yeah, it's November, like 2026, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
And then this isn't on my TBR, but Verity by Colleen Hoover. Oh, my mom raved about it. And the movie is coming out in October of 2026. And Anne Hathaway is the main actress.
Mm-hmm. Wait, no, she's not.
Verity?
Oh, well, she's not the main.
Oh, she's in it though?
I think so.
Who's
no, she's
the main?
Not the main girl.
What?
Yeah. What's her name is? Does Anne Hathaway play Verity?
I don't know. I don't know anything about
that. Yeah, Dakota Johnson.
Oh, they are the
ones? She is the main character. Anne Hathaway plays Verity, but once you read it, you'll like Verity's not like the main character.
You've read it?
A long time ago.
Oh, wow.
I still remember it because it was really good.
Yeah, it's like a psychological thriller?
Kind of, yeah. It like I couldn't read it at night. It kind of scared me a little bit. But it's kind of dark, and it talks about like child abuse.
Okay.
So just... Fair warning.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom loved it. And she called me raving about it. She thought it came out this year. And so I bought it.
It's kind of smutty, by the way.
Okay.
So just you'll have to skip some. But
yeah. Okay.
It's really good. It's really good. Because you're kind of like, what is true? You don't know.
Mm-hmm. It's the unreliable narrator. Is that it?
You'll see.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
Zip the lips.
Okay. The last one on my TBR. Is by Invitation Only by Alexandra Brown Cheng. This is a new release, and it's like high society in Paris. I don't even know what it's about, but I'm hoping it's kind of giving Magnolia Park's vibes, but like maybe something else. The cover looks really cool, so I'm excited.
What's the author's name?
Alexandra Brown Cheng.
I've never heard of this.
It just came out. Like...
September 2nd.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And yeah, so I got Fearful and that one on the release days. I was yes.
Cool. Oh, is it like a series or anything? Just a single book?
I have no idea.
Okay. Because I'm tired of series. Just give me a single book. I'm tired of franchises and stuff. I have other books that aren't really on my priority TBR, but I own. And I could pick them up instead of my TBR.
Mm-hmm.
So I have the Maid series.
Oh, yeah.
Then The Housemaid by Freida McFadden. And I think that has three books to it. But and then I have Fourth Wing,
never read that.
I know. Ugh, I don't know. I talk about it every time. I can't yet. I can't. But I mean, like, what would you rank Caraval, Once Upon a Broken Heart, and Fourth Wing? What's the best?
Fourth Wing, Once Upon a Broken Heart.
Okay.
Caraval.
Okay, so I need to read the worst ones first.
Yeah. But Once Upon a Broken Heart's really good.
Okay.
I think Fourth Wing, I don't know. Fourth Wing was the first fantasy series I ever read.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it just naturally holds a special place in my heart.
Yeah, it's on a pedestal.
I wouldn't say it's like the best written book ever.
Mm.
But I'm someone who doesn't like, if the vibes are good, the vibes are good. Like Silver Elite, I could not put it down, but people hated it.
Mm. Crazy.
So, and I know why people hate it. And I'm like, okay, looking back, I kind of agree. But at the time, the vibes were good.
That's
so.
True. Then I have Throne of Glass.
Please.
I know. I don't know. I really am a person that if I pick up a series, I'll have to finish it all the way through. Yeah. I don't want to split it up. But maybe I'll just have to try that. Because I don't want to forget anything. I just want to move in with, like, the next book, like, with the knowledge. Like, on my brain.
Yeah. Well, I think the books are so good that you'll be able to. Like, I read them straight through.
Yeah.
And I could not put them down.
Mm-hmm. And then, have you seen A Theory of Dreaming and A Study in Drowning? They're the books that have the sprayed edges with the bookcases.
Yes. I have almost bought them, but I, like, haven't. But I want to.
Yeah. I'm really interested in those. I feel like I could pick those up instead of my TBR.
Mm.
Yeah. I think there's a third book, actually. And then my last one, well, not my real last one, but I really, really want to read The Song of Achilles. I think it's a single book. I think it's a fantasy. It has like a knight's helmet on it, mm-hmm. the cover.
I've heard mixed things about it. Some people say they love it. Some people did not like it.
That makes me nervous.
Yeah.
I listened to a line from the Audible book and I was like, oh, that just hit different, so I want to listen to it.
Well, let me know.
Yeah. Oh, and then on my Audible TBR, I have My Next Breath by Jeremy Renner. He's the guy who plays Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like he got in an accident and, like, almost died.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the third Gilmore Girl, which I said about my summer TBR, that's Kelly Bishop, the grandmother, Emily. Mm-hmm. My favorite. And then I want to read my Oxford year so I can read, or I can watch the book. I can't.
You can watch the book.
I want to read the book so I can watch the movie.
That's funny.
And then I do want to read Wild Reverence, but the rest of the series isn't out. But yeah. And then Out of the Woods series, that's the One Dark Window, right? Rachel Gillig.
What?
One Dark Window.
That's a duology.
Yeah. Is that Rachel Gillig or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to read her. But those are all books I don't own. So I don't want to spend money in this season. But fair. I do want to pick them up.
Yeah, we're trying to save money over here.
Yeah, we are.
On my fall TBR, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I have 6 that I already own. So I think I'm going to prioritize those first.
Yeah. Do you feel like restricted or like?
No, but sometimes I do like, I get overwhelmed if I have too many books on my physical TBR, like, that I have on my shelf that I haven't read yet. I get overwhelmed.
Mm.
And so I want to kind of knock those down before I buy anything else.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing this fall. I do feel overwhelmed. I knew, like, I would get to them because they're series that have been praised.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I'd get to them eventually. But now it's like, okay, I have to read them. There's no choice. So, yeah. Hopefully it's a good fall, because summer wasn't that great.
I think so. Maybe we can hold each other accountable to our TBRs this time.
I will. I'll text you, like, every week.
What have you read? What are you reading?
And you know what? I also want to read People Watching. Hannah Bonham Young. She did Out on a Limb.
Oh, yeah.
I want to read that so bad. It looks so cute.
I've never read any of her books, but I want to, but I just haven't yet.
Yeah. It looks like a fall romance. There's leaves and...
Mm-hmm.
Trees.
And trees.
All right, that's our fall TBR. Keep us accountable too,
and let us know if you've read anything on our TBR.
yeah We have some Instagram posts. Go comment on those or send us some comments on our Spotify.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.